Don't ever forget, my fellow Americans, what this brutal organization is all about. Don't ever forget it until they are totally defunded by our federal government. Let's call it like it is. The doctors who work for Planned Parenthood are, hey, they're murderers. They're killers. Therefore, under American criminal law, everyone who knowingly works for Planned Parenthood, knowing what the organization does, knowing that babies are slaughtered, they're also murderers. They are co-conspirators, every bit as guilty. They work before the fact to plan abortions and arrange abortions, and therefore they are conspirators before the fact, arranging murder. They work during the abortion killing to arrange for baby parts to be removed and sold and harvested, and therefore they are part of the murderous act itself. And those who work for Planned Parenthood work after the killing and dismembering to distribute the parts, to sell them, to harvest them, as they say, and therefore the secretaries, clerks, salespersons, janitors, fundraisers are murderers, conspirators, after the fact. You can well say at Planned Parenthood it is murder for hire. It is. It's murder for hire. And we pay for it. We the people, the taxpayers, fund this brutal organization in excess of $500 million annually. $500 million annually. Technically, very technically under the law, my fellow Americans, we the people are conspirators in murder. We are. We're co-conspirators before, during, and after the brutal murders because we, the taxpayers, fund Planned Parenthood. All the while, Barack Hussein Obama and his ilk in Washington say nothing. They do nothing. Have you heard anything from Mr. Obama about harvesting babies' lungs, hearts, and livers? Have you heard anything about that from Mr. Obama? Actually, they do nothing, and they adopt the typical Obama approach to problems. Oh, nothing there, nothing there. Move on, move on, move on. Oh, what a man. But, you know, Obama's really right about that. There is nothing there because, at least in the case of babies, they have been murdered and dismembered, discarded as mere tissue and no longer there. So, like Benghazi, the IRS scandal, Fast and Furious, remember that? Clinton emails, the corrupt Clinton Foundation, just to name some. You know, all the things that we have forgotten about, including now Planned Parenthood, which dies down. It's out of sight, out of American taxpayers' minds. Nothing to do or say, so move on, America, and watch me, Mr. Obama, ram a treaty down your collective throats with Iran, which will forever put the entire world at risk of nuclear warfare. Move on, America. Move on and forget about it. But you know something, my fellow Americans? I won't. I won't. And if you bother to listen to me, and I thank you for that, I won't let you forget either. Because I can't forget the words of that murderous Planned Parenthood doctor who said, I'm going to basically crush below. I'm going to crush above. And I am going to see if I can get it all intact. Get it all intact. I can't tell you how that bothers me. That it, this doctor is talking about, a doctor. That it, my fellow Americans, is a young baby's heart, liver, lungs, and anything else in that mere mass of tissue. You know, that's all it is, just tissue, which can be harvested and sold to the highest bidder. Oh, God forgive us. And the other quote you should never forget, my fellow Americans, we have been very good at getting heart, lung, and liver. We've been very good at that. So says one of the directors, on tape, part of a movie, so good that we could actually raise the price of these human parts. Yeah, we're getting so good at it, let's make some more money at it. As moral, civilized human beings, you and I are not allowed, we're not allowed to forget these brutal, savage, barbaric words or the people who uttered them. we are not allowed to forget until such time as this brutal organization is totally and completely defunded and even more hopefully put out of business. I won't let you forget on the Crawford stand. Do something. Penny Nance, CEO of Concerned Women for America, alleges that Planned Parenthood has been aiding and abetting sex traffickers. Nance claims that Planned Parenthood cheats the government. Nance claims that Planned Parenthood performs sex selection abortions and is guilty, in her words, Penny Nance, of blatant racism. Blatant racism. Penny Nance claims that Planned Parenthood purposefully establishes abortion clinics in high-density black population neighborhoods for the purpose of providing abortions to blacks to lower birth rates. Black birth rates. Sounds like racism to me, but I guess it doesn't in Washington. And if that's true, and the facts seem to bear it out, that is blatant racism at work, as unborn black babies are destroyed and harvested. If any of these charges are true, the organization as a whole, its officers and directors, and perhaps others within the organization, should be criminally prosecuted and sent to jail as quickly as possible. That's what I think. What do you think? But Mr. Obama has no intention of defunding Planned Parenthood. Not a dime's worth. Hey, you know, what's a few million aborted tissues? No problem with any of that stuff, so move on, America. Move on. But not me, and I hope and pray not you. It is estimated that there are 1.2 million abortions performed in the United States every year. And now get this, my fellow Americans. By their own admission, Planned Parenthood kills over 350,000 babies each year in the name of choice. Pro-choice. Over one quarter of all abortions performed in America, supposedly legally, are performed by Planned Parenthood. One quarter by one organization. So that the total murders at the hands of Planned Parenthood since 1970 are the killing of 6.8 million innocent children, slaughtered at the hands of Planned Parenthood. Planned Unparenthood. Everyone who works for Planned Unparenthood should really be proud of that fact, don't you think? Hey, 6.8 million babies slaughtered. By the way, for the sake of comparison, Adolf Hitler and his barbaric Nazi lunatics only killed and slaughtered 6 million Jews. Hey, way to go, Planned Parenthood. You're 800,000 babies more than all those Jews. Nice work. Nice work, Planned Parenthood. And this organization would sell an about-to-be-born baby's liver, or a set of young infant lungs, or a heart, a precious, beating, human heart, for as little as $30. $30. Oh, my fellow Americans, God forgive us. God forgive us if we tolerate this. It's got to stop. One listener to the Crawford Stand was so incensed about Planned Parenthood's crunching of babies, that for the very first time as citizen, he wrote to his senators demanding the defunding of Planned Parenthood. He indicated, however, that both of his state senators were Democrats, and he expected little action and perhaps no reply. Nonetheless, he did something. Have you? Please do something. Anything to stop this atrocious abortion mill. Stop it. Something. Anything. Do something. And another listener to the Crawford Stand wrote about Planned Parenthood as follows. The Planned Parenthood subject really got to me. You painted, and that would be me, you painted such a vivid picture that I could just imagine, I could just see the entire process happening right before me. I thought about my kids. The commentaries touched me more than I expected. I never liked the abortion idea, but I never had a strong stance against it. I am a single dad, that has the privilege of raising two sons. There have been struggles, but the blessing of having them and being able to mold two individuals into who they will become is huge. Indeed it is, good sir, indeed it is, and amen to everything you said. Imagine if those two young men, your sons, were aborted. You could look in the eyes of anyone you love, anyone, and just imagine them in the womb, ready to be born and murdered in partial birth abortion, never to live life of any kind. Otherwise, perhaps a brutal abortion is little more than the murder of somebody else's baby, not yours. Therefore, it is simply wrong. It's a bad idea. It's a concept, and you're against it. But it never happened to you or someone you love, so it remains hypothetical, conceptual, and that's the problem. It is little more than a matter of talk and dialogue to tens of millions of Americans, all without action. So I guess that makes most of us like Mr. Obama, right? Nothing there. Nothing can be done. So move on. What's the difference in destroying a bunch of in-the-womb tissue? Just move on and forget about 6.8 million babies slaughtered by Planned Parenthood, murdered by them, harvested for their organs. Move on, America. But again, what if abortion had happened to one or both of this man's sons, or perhaps yours? What would you do then? And that led one listener to the Crawford Stand to state very unequivocally and aggressively, pro-choice is pro-murder. Again, pro-choice is pro-murder. Amen and amen. And then another listener wrote to the Crawford Stand as follows. I was the director of a crisis pregnancy center for a couple of years in the late 1990s, and I went on to lead abortion recovery groups for years afterwards. I had an abortion when I was 18 years old, and they told me it was a mass of tissue. I don't think they had the sophistication to harvest organs at that time, but the procedure was traumatic as I was 16 weeks along in my pregnancy. Years later, after I went through an abortion recovery program myself, I saw the horror of what I had done. My baby wasn't a mass of tissue. My baby wasn't a mass of tissue. It was a living human being growing inside me. Wow, what a testimony. So many women who have had abortions are scarred for life. So many cannot psychologically cope with the murder which happened. So many women, long after the fact, realize that the God-given living human being inside the womb was no mere mass of tissue, but was a live, vibrant, God-created, living human being, growing inside. Growing, as this dear woman said, growing inside me. How do you kill that? How America needs to hear the voice of this right-thinking, moral, concerned woman, concerned for unborn babies about to be slaughtered and harvested. And this wonderful woman goes on to state as follows, I'm not ashamed anymore. I don't want my child's death to be in vain. So I share my testimony with whoever will listen. Whoever will listen. Are you listening? Am I? Are we doing something about this? Or is it about to fall off the radar screen like the IRS and Benghazi and the Clinton emails? When will this go away? When will America move on? There's nothing there. Wow, what a president. I simply can't let Planned Parenthood get away with murder. I need to stay on the case until this brutal organization is defunded completely by our federal government, by your and my tax dollars, put out of business, and, if possible, criminally charged for what they have done. Join with me, concerned fellow Americans, and do something. Please, do anything. And yet another wonderful woman replied to the Crawford Stand. I thank you so much for these replies. They bless me. They bless me so much. Here's what she said. You were very clear to call upon Christians to stand up as voices to stop the practices of abortion at Planned Parenthood. I am a sonographer, and a volunteer at a pregnancy center. Our goal is to stop women from having and abortion. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you. And I am with you, and I'm with you all the way. One can only imagine what a sonographer sees and knows and consequently feels about the brutal practice of abortion. This good woman has a goal, perhaps a life objective, to stop women from having an abortion. Amen and amen. Perhaps, my fellow Americans, you have heard of Tim Tebow. This young man was a Heisman Trophy winner at the University of Florida, an outstanding football quarterback. He was drafted by the Denver Broncos in the National Football League, and for now, as a quarterback, is a member of the Philadelphia Eagles football team. Tim Tebow's mother had four children. She was pregnant with Tim, growing inside her womb, but she became, this mother did, deathly ill in the Philippines. Tim inside her. The doctors told her that her life, her very life, was in danger. It was therefore necessary to protect her life, these doctors said, to take the baby. Take it. Abort the baby. But Mother Tebow refused. She refused even though she knew she might very well lose her own life. And finally, through the grace of God, Tim Tebow was born. Tim Tebow, however good he might be at playing professional football, was born a gift from God. Tim Tebow should have been aborted according to the doctors, but Tim Tebow, protected by God and a godly mother, was born to this world, came among us, and blessed us in so many ways, living a godly life, a life of faith, and an inspiration to millions. Planned Parenthood would have never given Tim Tebow that opportunity, but God did. And so, my fellow Americans, and especially my fellow Christians, people of faith and morals and values, stand up. Please, stand up against Planned Parenthood. Stand up. Do everything possible to influence those who provide our monies to fund this brutal organization and make this funding stop and go further. Perhaps we can bring criminal charges where they are warranted. Planned Parenthood violates federal and state laws with impunity and gets away with it. They are part of our ever-growing secular, immoral, godless culture, and they must be stopped. There are any number of organizations and individuals standing against Planned Parenthood. Join them. Join them. Help them. Give to them. Fund them. And most importantly, write. No, let me take that back. Bombard your federal senators and congresspersons with demand after demand to stop the funding of Planned Parenthood. I think it's your duty as an American. It surely is your duty as a person of faith. And it is even more so your duty as a Christian. It is your duty to stand up for what's right and stop the baby slaughter, the brutal killings, the murder of innocent babies. Make it stop. And please remember the words of that listener to the Crawford Stand. Pro-choice is pro-murder. Pro-choice is pro-murder. Even the woman who was responsible for the Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade, M.S. Roe, is now against abortion. She saw the light. Pro-choice is pro-murder. Indeed it is. So please, my fellow Americans, please stand up. And always, my fellow Americans, always, always stand up for what is right. And let the whole world know that you, like me, are pro-life.